First, I wanted to go in order because last week after our show, Apple made a lot of announcements that I thought was worth talking about.
Oh, a red iPhone?
Yes, a red iPhone.
And you emailed me and said, should I buy that? And I said, no, under no circumstances.
I did not. No, Nathan was thinking he could get it from his representative.
Yeah, what
person.
Happened? Now that he's working for us, Nathan Oliveris Childs, no longer for the Wall Street Journal, mm-hmm. Not so easy to get free stuff, is it?
I don't know. Maybe just this.
Don't mention my name. Yes. I swear, I did.
I work for Twit. For what? For Twit.
Remember me from Wall Street Journal? I'm back for more. Where do you work now? I'm just doing some stuff.
Yes. He didn't get it yet.
He'll get the one Rene Ritchie had, or mm-hmm. Walt Mossberg, mm-hmm. or... You know, all the other, you know, David Pogue or, you know, Jim Dalrymple or all those other people. He'd get it kind of old, beat up. That's the worst, by the way. I just want a little insight.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps into the life of a tech journalist. If you're on the second tier, the first tier guys, and they're the big publications, will get the phone in a nice fresh box, shrink wrap. It'll be brand new. And this is true not just from Apple, but everybody. And then if you're a little bit lower on the totem pole, you'll get a device to review, but you'll get it after everybody else has reviewed it. The box is beat up. The phone is a little greasy, a little, you know, used. There's nude pictures of somebody's child on it. And that's what you get to review.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, it's a big deal. We fight for priority, for dominance in this business.
And there's really not a lot to review. It's the same phone. It's just the 7. It's the 7 Plus.
It's just $100
red.
More.
And it's red. And it's red. And, of course, it's one of product red, which means a percentage of it goes to the global fund, which helps.
It better be at least $100.
Well, that's the thing. Apple's not saying how much it is.
Wouldn't it be terrible if Apple charged $100 more but gave $50 to product red?
Yeah.
It would be really bad.
But
they don't say how much. They say a percentage.
Yeah, they say a percentage. Why not just say? That's the thing. The fact that they don't say, like, I don't know. But they don't make as much profit off of these because they won't sell as many. So, you know, the profit margin is less. So who knows? I think they should have said, I'm surprised they didn't say.
We give $100 of every purchase to Product Red would be great.
Right.
The AIDS Foundation. Right.
The Global Fund. So it supports HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis research, malaria research. And,
good.
Good. And they give the Global Fund. Whatever Apple gives the Global Fund says that's 100% to the research. There's no overhead involved in that. So yeah.
Apple should be a little bit more forthcoming.
Yes,
maybe.
They should. Tell us.
What does a percentage mean? It could be 1%, it could be 10, it could be 50.
Yeah.
I would guess it's probably, you know, closer to 50 than mm-hmm. 1, but we don't know. We have to guess.
I would like to know. I like the red.
Yeah, red's beautiful, but it has a white face, which mm-hmm. I don't like.
But then you can buy a $14 screen
protector.
Yeah, Marcus
Brownlee and others figured out that if you put a dark screen protector mm-hmm. for $14 on the white face of the red iPhone that you can have then, you know. I think, I understand white and red. It's kind of, it's Canadian colors. It's kind of fun. It's mm-hmm. light. But here's the problem. See that white home button? I don't mm-hmm. like that. So I don't think I would do the black thing. But I decided not to get the red one anyway because I don't think we need to. And by the way, if you want, you could also support product red by buying a red silicone case for your iPhone mm-hmm. 7. That also goes to them. And then you get a nice red iPhone without buying a whole new iPhone, which is a lot of money.
A new iPad, as you
sort of
expect. Well, it's cheaper. And it's heavier.
It's a replacement for the lowest cost iPad Air 2. Is the new entry level iPad, $399. But it's basically, you know, it's a kind of, it's just iPad, by the way. Oh, sorry, $329.
Yeah. But it's got the A9 chip. That's good.
Yep.
Not
the 9X that's in the pros. Just the 9.
But that's a good price for an iPad.
That's the point. And I think it's not the end of the new iPad. So that was a discussion we had on Tuesday with Renee and the MacBreak Weekly gang. Everybody seems to think we're still going to see some new iPads maybe next month soon. But this was just getting this out of the way. This is the entry-level iPad for schools, for people who want an upgrade but don't want to spend $500 on a new iPad. $329 is a good price. Now, that's for the 32-gig version,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and then it would cost more for the larger storage mm-hmm. SKUs. But this is, I think it's mostly for schools and things like that. It's the fleet purchase version.
And what did you think about the Clips app? That's the app that's not out yet, but it's a video app. It seems very similar to all the other video apps that we use, except for it has that feature that will put the words that you're saying, caption whatever you're saying, right onto the video.
That's the I can't, you know, it's going to be out next month, so we don't know. But that's the one that's most interesting. Lauren Good had a very good piece where she walked through it, and I think that the captioning is kind of the most interesting. The example that Apple gave her was a guy showing how to tie a bow tie, and you would just deliver it to the camera and it would caption it, there you go, as you're doing it. And then you could, and the reason this is useful is you'll see this all the time on places like Facebook where they auto play the video but they don't play the audio. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to catch the eye. In fact, I think it was first AJ Al Jazeera Plus that did this, where they would have their videos with captioning. And I'm sure they got more views and longer views because people didn't want to turn on the sound, but they still got the content of the video. And now you see everybody doing that. So this is nice. You'll be able to do that. It seems to share pretty easily using the share sheet, you know, that share button, and it pulls up the sheet to the places that are on your share sheet, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, if you've got those apps installed. So I mean, that's what some people said is, well, why would you want to do this in a Clips app instead of doing it in the app, the Instagram app or the Twitter app? But I think that it's got enough nice features.
Yeah.
It's not quite Snapchat.
Right. But I Snapchat, but I don't, you know, I Snapchat and then put it on Twitter or other places.
Well, that's one of the things I like about Snapchat is it is by itself a great app doing what Clips does in a way, right?
Right.
You don't get the share sheet, I guess, but...
But it automatically saves to your camera roll.
Right. So you have it.
Not automatically, but when you hit save.
Then you have to go through that process of launching into their app and opening the camera roll. So this will save that extra step. Because it's Apple and they have control of all that stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.